The Sentai Review, Episode 73, Gosai Mecha. All right, welcome back to the Sentai Review, the show that enjoys cheese sandwiches while on a 20-day teleport. Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Isn't a 20-day teleport, like, too short?
No, it's just one way, though.
Oh, coming yeah, right, back, right, that's the one way, right.
We're going to have to hope that there's the power wherever we go.
Yeah, that's true. Seth Lovell, sorry.
Scott Action Jackson.
Jay McCree, Proto Guy.
That guy. Okay, website. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, website stuff is done, and you know, we would like sit here and talk, but holy crap, with the 1993 Super Sentai.
Oh, yeah, this is just 1993. Wait till we get to next year.
Okay, they're getting a little crazy with all this crap. So first we are on Mythical Chi Beast Rusai O.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I said. Oh.
Oh.
O-Z-O. Oh, wait, we're not there yet.
Oh, yes.
The dragon.
Dude, I loved this thing. I thought this was the coolest Red Ranger Zord ever. Like, honestly. I got a thing for dragons, so.
Yeah. What about the gorilla?
Next. Shane just killed that.
Oh, hey. Yeah, a bit of detail. And him apparently riding on top of the dragon.
Yeah, he did that.
Yeah. Yeah, he ain't no punk bitch.
And some of the interior of the dragon, which kind of looks similar to the Tiger Zord's interior.
That's because it was taken from the same show.
Yeah.
The Tiger Zord is from their show.
I know.
So they all had the same, like, cockpit with weird orbs that they touched.
With orbs.
Next.
Yeah.
Another look at the dragon.
It's a dragon.
Yes,
Shane.
It is. It's a very... Very big dragon goes roar.
Dragon, rock the dragon.
Next.
A figure with a red.
Yeah, I had that figure. They came with like these little bitty, tiny Power Ranger figure things that you could put.
Head.
Yeah, you could put on the heads of the Zords so that then you could be just like with the Green Ranger used to ride on top of the Dragon Zord. Well, the Red Ranger used to ride on top. For a little while, he would ride on top of the Red Dragon Zord, so they kind of added all that.
Well, obviously, this time around, the Zord doesn't look like he's confused as fuck with a guy on his head.
Next!
Bit of an animated dragon.
Next!
more close-up. Close-up of the head and around the side, on top.
Next!
Another one of the figurine that changes from the dragon to the warrior mode.
I loved that fucking Zord. I'm telling you, dude. It was so cool. Next.
And back.
Okay. You like that? Like that, Zord, Shane?
Yep, it's a dragon. They go rawr.
Shane's being a jackass because we told him that he keeps fucking around with his bike, so now he's purposely being an ass.
I got a 4.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that. 4.
5.
You would.
4.1.
So what does the beast mode get on this for?
4.28.
All right. Now, Mythical Chi Warrior Ryu Sai-O.
So the warrior mode.
Heil Shane, what's going on over there? I look over and Shane's just kind of got his hand up weirdly.
There you go.
What?
Does Shane have a question?
No, I just wanted to put my arm up.
Okay, strange.
Jackass. Okay,
next.
Anyway.
Another view of the warrior mode. But him, looks like he's going for a fist bump.
Well, they always go for fist bumps.
But does
every robo goes for a fist bump.
But does he get one?
I don't know. We'll find out next.
Next!
Side view, back view.
Front view.
Next.
Next!
Oh.
No.
The figurine toy thing with a little stick.
Yeah, that was that battle bow thing that he had.
Yeah,
he
was a little bow
it when
staff
he flew
thing.
In the air.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
You remember that?
Next!
Oh. It's a one in a box.
Mint yeah, in box, huh?
Yeah.
From Bandai.
From Japan, so.
Next!
Well.
CG'd.
Of what we were just talking about, he will spin that as he flies.
Next!
Now he's going to throw it.
Next!
And we're back.
Okay, we're done with this guy.
Woo! Moving right along.
This guy, 3.5.
Actually, I was going to say that, so yeah,
3.5. 3.6.
You fucking would, just to make me do all the goddamn tabulations. 3.53.
Heavenly Chi Palace.
I think this is the other...
This is them, but the...
Okay.
Oh, yeah, this thing.
The other things... Yeah.
The lion, the unicorn, the... Griffin and the Phoenix.
Firebird.
Crane, whatever.
Yeah. Firebird.
Next.
There. Better look at it. And the
toys ain't terrible.
Dude, I loved that toy.
I was always digging the lion. I always thought the lion was really cool. Careless.
I like how the lion is the green only because of its head.
The head is green, the rest is black and gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why they got away with calling it Zack Zord when they did it here, when they did that show switch over sneakily.
When they would say the thunder power, and they'd be like, Mastodon, lion, thunder, Zord power. And then it would turn into his Mastodon, would be like, and it would turn into the lion.
Yep.
Back when they started saying white Power Ranger, red Power Ranger,
damn
yellow
right.
Power Ranger.
I guess that's a next.
Because they didn't know who the
next.
Fuck to say for the...
It's basically the tank mode for the original, for the Megazord, you know?
Yeah, if I remember right, this does a whole lot of nothing. In our show, I just remember it flew around, and then the Red Ranger would jump off of it, and they would form into the dude that means shit.
So it's when... The red Zord is lazy and tired.
Well, sometimes they would use it to, like, dodge stuff. Like, he would jump up on it, and then they'd fly around, and, like, something would shoot at him and miss.
So,
next.
So instead of going lazily to the left.
Next.
Okay, back.
Okay, we're done with this guy.
This one's going to be tough.
Yeah, that's a two. It's lucky it's getting a two from me, because all it is they just stand on a platform.
Yeah. I'll go 2.2. The design wasn't that terrible, but yeah, it was pretty weak fucking sauce.
2.5.
Mm.
Could have been better. Could have been a lot worse.
2.1.
That's fine with me. He still beat you.
Yep.
I wasn't trying to win this time.
So 2.2.
Ha!
So I got a $1,000 signing bonus, even though we make no money off of this.
Gosai Gatai Dairin O.
What's with these O's? This isn't Zio. At least not yet.
Because the opening of the show was...
Oh, this.
awesome.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
I thought this dude was so cool.
Yeah, yeah, I know
but
what you mean.
But I remember being disappointed at one aspect. In our show, I don't remember him ever actually fighting almost ever. Like, basically they would be like, form the Megazord, and they put their hands up,
Megazord.
And then they would form this guy, he would pull his sword out, cut the dude, and be like, done.
Yeah.
Bitches.
Well, that's what happens when you have another show's Zord.
Yeah, but we've been doing that forever.
Yeah.
And we were using the other show's monster.
Yeah. Well, wasn't there like one time
when otherwise
it went
the White Tiger Zord could have fought nothing.
Well, I was about to say, wasn't there like one or two times where this thing went to fight? But then next thing you know, if you were paying real close attention, you would see the actual Megazord's fist instead of his.
Yes, you would.
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing that.
As
a kid, you don't think about it.
There was a lot of strange edits that they got away with.
He would punch you and be like, that arm looks awfully familiar.
Yeah, but that, like, this guy also, like, I don't know. What's strange about it is we were using their footage. So I imagine it should have been real simple to get some battle scenes, but I'm telling you, when I was watching the Power Rangers not but way too long ago, it's basically like they call the dude, he does like a 2-minute transformation, then he takes his sword out, shing, cut, dead, let's move on. But I'm like, what?
But eventually, it had a long enough fight to get destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
I like the whole... this design is really, 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 really cool because the whole, like, it's got, like, a samurai feel to it.
I like that the animals are the armor.
Yeah.
And then the guy is, like, the ronin that suits up and becomes a samurai.
Shane, quit dick riding. You just like him because he's got the epic shades like fucking Proto Man.
Dude. It is epic.
Next.
Anytime you wear shades.
Oh, there it is.
See?
Yep, he would do that.
Fight's over.
Yep.
Sadly, though, in the video game, this will be a quick time event.
that you do have to push a button for.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you fail.
Little lame.
Yep. Next.
And the details, and back view.
The lion is his crotch, too.
And it looks like the bird wraps around the crotch.
Yeah.
Area.
Because the lion is his chest and...
The lion makes up the shoulder pads, the helmet, the chest, and the crotch cover. And then the bird handles, like, what used to be, like, I guess, like the battle skirt type of area.
Yeah. Skirt belt
area. And then, of course, the other guys are still being stepped on.
I like how, like each one of them does something important. Yeah, you got to have the legs. But it always seems like if it wasn't for, like, the Mastodon or the Lion, it always seemed like Zax or Adams, when this was going on, it always seemed like their Zord did, like, more. It was like, I have to be the arms and chest and everything. I'm the big guy. You know?
What I thought was cool about this guy was if pieces were to have actually, like, if he'd have got hit hard enough to break off the chest piece... He still would have been functional.
Yeah.
Because the Red Ranger Zord is underneath of it, acting as the skeletal frame for the entire thing.
Yes, but if I recall correctly, if the chest piece falls off in this Megazord, they're all fucked.
Because they're in the chest.
Yeah, because they did that edit to make it look like they were in the chest.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's all we have to go on, so we have to assume they're in the chest.
Instead of the helmet.
Uh-huh. So...
Break that orb.
Yeah,
Rangers
you break,
are
you
dead.
Break that orb. And I've seen him get hit in the chest before.
This is exactly why I think it's dumb that they do stuff like that for our show. Because just like what's coming up now, if the Tyrannosaurus thing that we saw for the new movie coming up really is just like a glass-looking headpiece and you could see the Red Ranger piloting it from the head, why not just punch the fucking Tyrannosaurus on top of the head?
Punch it? Hell, shoot the motherfucker.
That's what I'm getting at.
Stab it.
Zordon,
there's
need
a
help.
Giant monster with
What's
a
wrong,
giant spike.
Jason, I'm getting punched on the top of the head. They can see me. Ah, Alpha. I knew I forgot something. We should have made it darker.
Alpha, go cook up some more meth.
Maybe if that shit was really going on, if Jason was calling in like, "Oh no, Zordon, it's punching me in the top of the head. I'm not gonna make it." Alpha, recruit a new Red Ranger with attitude.
Wait, Zordon, what did you say?
Don't worry about it. You continue dying. Transmission out.
Comes back on. I'm interdimensional.
Yeah.
Alpha, remember, add a cloaking device to it.
And then he would be like, Alpha, delete his viewing history.
Zordon, he has no viewing history.
Good.
Lame.
Then the new one won't know. And then they hired Rocky. Next.
The Japanese toy thing with... Looks like a mutated Pikachu, or Pikachus.
I don't know. I never owned this toy, so...
Oh, I did. Oh, man, I loved the shit out of this toy. I actually owned this before I owned the Megazord. This was the first one I got.
Never owned it, so it makes me sad every day.
Next. Well, if you want this toy right now...
I'm not going to spend an exuberant amount of money to get it.
No, it's nothing. It's nothing. At Toys R Us right now, you can get it in die-cast fucking metal.
That is good.
Hardcore quality, legacy collection, some of the best artwork I've ever seen on a giant robot toy.
Here it comes.
And it has Toys R Us price.
Yeah. I guess how much that is.
Well, they like the Dragon Zord and the Tiger Zord, I'm assuming that they were $80. So.
They were roughly $80, somewhere in that price range.
Now, I don't know how much the die-cast Megazord is, because it's a five-piece.
And Saba cost like $100.
And the Dagger cost you...
Dragon was like 80-something.
I can only imagine...
The Morpher was 70.
I can only imagine that the...
And the new wrist communicator is 70.
Oh, I want a wrist communicator.
And it comes with all the color bands, too, so you can make it whichever one you want it to be.
Nice. So, yeah, don't worry, Shane. As soon as we can spend...
I always wanted one.
You could get, right now, this dude.
Yeah.
For Toys R Us prices.
Toys R Us prices would be $80, Bill.
No. I mean, you're close.
No,
I mean, you're like some.
You're
looking
at about a bill and a half, man.
You're somewhere in the ballpark. Like you might be from like, you know, the. You might
roughly.
Be from the batter.
Mind you, I'm high ending it, but you know, that's if they sell them on the warranty.
200? And you're also wrong.
$200.
It's $200.
Oh.
Why? Wow.
Because Thunder Power.
Okay, I assumed it was diecast
metal
money.
Plus Toys R Us price. I mean,
plus you got multiple Zords in one. So,
dude, yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Well, that's kind of what diecast metal is it's, you know. Toys R Us gold. Yeah.
I like how nobody can hear what she's saying, but everybody's answering her. So I don't know if she's being picked up.
That's a possibility. I mean,
you might be hearing her, but she's super background noise.
All you hear is Seth answering, like, yeah, you're right. And people are like, I don't understand
did I lose? Did I miss something in the conversation?
Miss something. The fact that we still got to go to Guitar Center and pick up another cord, so we have five mics instead of four.
Yeah, it's true.
Because I have another microphone that I bought back when I bought the microphone I'm using now. But I didn't realize that the fucker didn't come with the cord, and I only had enough money for a cord.
We are going to need that fifth mic when we have Nick returning. The return
if
of
we
Nick.
Have Nick
Next.
Returning.
I forgot that he had a secondary weapon.
Yep, yeah.
With the spear
Next.
Thing. Yep. Oh, yeah, see, look at that.
There's a spear thing.
I like that thing. I think the spear
thing
is kind of practical.
Samurai. That's probably why I like it so much.
Oh, and I remember there was a little chain that actually, like, connected. Yeah. Next.
I will kick your ass.
That kind of looks like a die-cast.
I'm pretty sure it is, actually.
It might be from that Legacy Collection.
I don't know.
Because that might be the CY of the Legacy.
I've yet to see the Legacy Collection out of box, but one of the biggest things that makes the difference is they're shinier. You don't have like a bunch of decals. All the paint job is already on there. They move better. They move a lot better than the old toys did. Like they have more joints, so you can get them into certain poses and crap.
The toys have more joints.
Yep.
No wonder it's 200.
There it is.
See, now that's the plastic one.
Yeah.
That's the one I had.
Yeah, because the jewel.
Because those are decals right here.
Yep.
Those are decals.
Yeah. Still looks cool.
Oh, it was cool, Shane.
Yeah.
I didn't really have much that it could fight. I had like one of those giant Venom figures from the Star Trek line. So every time my monster grew, it became Venom.
Yeah. No, that's not a joke.
The Rangers are like, why does the monster keep looking the same?
No, that's
like this guy doesn't give up.
Dude, that's not a joke. We used to, even in high school, we still went over to Brandon's house and we played Joe's. So, anytime that we needed a big bad to fight, there'd be like a giant fucking Venom. So you'd have like a normal Wolverine action figure standing next to like a Venom that was like maybe 10 times the size of Wolverine.
I had a giant Batman.
Yeah, that's around the time that I started designing, like, the actual 3-card game that we used to play. Okay. Next.
That's his face.
Yeah, close up of the face on the... Does that look like the plastic figure?
That's the plastic figure.
Okay. Yeah.
I am not
You amused. Cannot mistake die-cast for that shiny plastic, trust me.
It's very shiny.
That's not even close to what the Legacy is. Next.
Ooh. That's kind of sweet.
Extra shiny and sparkly.
Yeah, it looks like he just got done over at the car wash. Must have cost him a pretty yen to get that bitch shiny.
A pretty yen. Next.
Look, when you need cheerleaders standing on top of a fucking fire truck engine to polish up your goddamn jewel on the center of your fucking robo.
We're done with this guy. I actually don't think he looks as functional as the Megazord. So I'm about like a 4.5.
I was going to go just straight 4. What you got, Scotty?
I'll go with a 4.3.
Okay, we're on...
4.6!
Hold on, I hit
Damn,
the wrong button.
Dude, you completely forgot about me.
I did, I really did.
Look, I go last, you go first.
I apologize, Shane, but see... Long ago, in a distant land, Aku, the shape-shifting master of darkness, unleashed an unspeakable evil on the earth.
I actually kind of wonder if that's
going
to come back.
And Jack just want a drink.
And it wasn't until a foolish samurai warrior wielding a magic sword stepped forth to oppose him.
In the intro, if it's going to be different.
You see?
It should be.
But Aku threw open a portal in time.
4.35, just open the next fucking robo.
Flung him into the future, where his evil was supreme and law.
Megazord.
Yes.
And this samurai seeks to return to the past.
Bill.
To undo the evil that is Aku, and that is why I skipped you, and I apologize.
Thank you for explaining the opening to Samurai Jack for me.
All right.
Stupid, Bill! You're making me look bad! Booga, booga, booga! Anyway.
Mythical Chi Beast 1 Tiger.
1 Tiger.
There's only
Over
one.
Here, it's pronounced 1. I've never won anything, so I apologize if I messed that up.
So yeah, here we got the Tiger Zord.
Yay!
It's a white tiger.
In its
Next.
White tiger mode.
Yep, white liger.
Liger zero.
More or less.
There's his Hadouken mouth blast thing that he does.
His sword is his tail.
Which completely is ineffective on the Dragon Zord, by the way. Next.
Another look of the... Actually, this is the box.
Yep, that's a nice plastic toy.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not.
The Japanese box
Next.
Toy.
Check him out. He's pretty plastic.
That's pretty lame.
Plasticky.
Pretty plastically lame.
I'm not going to say that this was a bad toy for its time. I remember thinking this was really cool. But damn, That Legacy Collection thing is awesome. Because
I'm staring at this picture, and I'm like, that looks nothing like the toy I bought for you. Like,
I know, man.
Side by side right now, and it's like...
Like, it's a huge difference.
Yeah.
Next. Oh, shiny.
See, now that looks more like the Legacy.
Yeah.
That is going to bite you.
Next.
Now he's really going to bite you.
Next.
And we're back.
Okay. Tiger Man gets a 3. Because he's just a tiger.
Tiger Man gets a 3.2.
4.5. What does Seth give it?
He's sitting at a 3.55.
All right. We
Seeing
are now
as how
on...
Shane decided to take my turn after bitching about it, goes, Bill, then me, then you, then him.
I know. I even explained why he got skipped, too.
Yeah, I know. So I just said, fuck it. I got the calculator. I just put my shit down.
So I said, fuck it. You ain't skipping me again.
No.
Well, regardless, I gave him a 3.5, so I was the closest without going over. So fuck you. I won the prizes right.
Mythical Chi Warrior Juan Tiger.
Juan Tiger?
This is the battle mode.
Yeah, the warrior mode.
Fist bump.
Oh, yeah, we start with the fist bump.
Well, he gets a fist bump.
Next. Oh my. I'm not sure what we moved
Seth,
to.
Seth, he's wanting to do a spin-a-rooney.
Yeah, he is. For the, like, four people who know wrestling and get that reference.
I was going to say, reference completely lost on me and Shane.
Yeah, they said that, I was like, what the fuck is he trying to do? That sounds really queer. No offense.
It's basically a breakdancing move that's used in pro wrestling.
So it's really queer.
Really queer. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
Next.
Don't get me wrong. At the time, seeing as how the wrestler was from the 90s, it was kind of cool. But now he's an old hack who commentates.
All right. So, now look.
I went there.
At least this
comes
toy.
With the white. This comes with the white.
No. Do not give this credit. Look at that fucking White Ranger that can't move his arms. That can't move his legs.
That you can't put on its head.
That can't move his waist. And look at this White Ranger Tiger Zord with his weird... He's like one of those crappy toys that you get where it comes with like a missile and a spring.
Yeah, because the chest mouth area.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll shoot like a really...
This thing is literally like a step and a half above McDonald's Happy Meal toy.
I'm going to get this for Bill.
Now, aside from me making fun of this, I will say this probably made some kid's childhood completely awesome, because I remember I tried to get a Green Ranger when I was a kid, and I couldn't fucking get one, and I finally woke up on Christmas, and I got one, and it was one of those sad toys where the wireframe was inside of like a rubber figure.
Yeah, because I had the Red Ranger version of that.
Yep.
Yeah,
and I played with him. So look.
Yeah, you played with him until the wire like busted out of his leg or
and
his
then poked
arm
the shit up out of me.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
What about this one? Can I buy you this one?
This one looks more normal.
I think this is probably the original toy.
I was about to say. I'm pretty sure that's the back of the box we were just looking at.
No, because this
no.
one actually
No,
can't
I think because look at its mouth and everything. I think this is the actual original plastic toy.
No, you're right, because it doesn't have the little insert slot for the fucking Hadouken blast.
Next. Oh, shit.
We got an actor in the outfit.
It's that guy, Shane.
Because for a second I thought it was like somebody like put a guy's head on the Tiger Zord, and I was like, what the fuck?
I'm guessing
no, they're suiting him up.
I'm guessing it's either suiting him up or taking the suit apart to get him out.
It's probably either one.
Nope.
This is probably some kind of nightmare for the actors. Like, if you read or watch documentaries on what it was like to be King Kong or Ghidra or, you know, Godzilla or things like that, it was a living nightmare for the people that had to get in these suits. They were blind. They couldn't move properly. They would fall over. They needed assistance to get in and out of the costume. Yeah. Sometimes it was so hot that they would pass out. And, like, your life is in the hands of the pyrotechnics officer. In fact, Godzilla was set on fire one time due to a misfireworks. And you can actually see the scene in one of the movies. It's right in the middle of him. He's like slapping tanks or something, and his head catches on fire. And that was not a fake scene. That actually happened to the dude inside the suit. The head was on fire.
So when Godzilla's screaming, he's really screaming.
So he was like inside the suit, and it started getting hot as hell, but it was already hot as hell. And he can't see. He's literally blind inside of the costume.
Yeah.
So basically, they would put him in the costume, and they'd point him in a direction, and they'd say, walk and swing arms. And they'd have, like, the big megaphone, and they'd be like, stop moving, roar now, or something like that. And he would just go through the motions and hope he looked good. Yeah. And it was up to the cameraman and the pyrotechnics to make sure you worked right. I believe this is almost the same thing still going on today. I'll bet you they can't see worth a shit.
Yeah, because I was listening to an old podcast with Bobcat Goldthwaith, and he was like, yeah, no, there's a scene where I'm supposed to be dressed up as Godzilla, and a dude's supposed to be throwing a lit cigar into my mouth. They go, don't worry, if your head goes up, you can just run into the pool. And Bobcat goes, you do realize I'm wearing a 70-pound sponge, right?
Yeah! Like,
and the guy literally, like, the first AD goes, oh, yeah, right. So he says the guy comes back like a half hour later. Okay, you can run into the pool now if you catch on fire, because we got a guy with a scuba tank at the bottom of the pool to try to save your life. If you have to jump in this giant fucking... And he was like, what the fuck kind of back-ass bullshit is this? It's like, yeah, that's what they've been doing for years and years.
It's a nightmare to do the kaiju fucking thing.
Shit, it's just like, who was it? It was Ralph Garman was talking about playing that Stormtrooper in Ted 2. He goes, yeah, you really can't piss when you're in that Stormtrooper suit. You literally need to take a two-hour break if you have to piss.
The Star Trek movies, for the very first movie, that costume was some sort of nightmare. Evidently, the men needed help to piss. Like, you had to have an assistant follow you into the bathroom and unzip you and help you take out your stuff so that you could pee, so that they could zip you back into that uniform.
Oh, yeah, I can believe that. There wasn't a whole lot of sitting down in that uniform.
The zipper was something like in the back, and then it had to be zipped all the way down and went across the waist and then like down the side of the leg or something like that. And then you had to like basically like take the top of yourself out of the costume. But you had to be careful because if you messed up the costume, you would have to go back into wardrobe, but they didn't have time to do that. So there was a guy that would go in and help you pee. You gotta go pee?
Are you ready for me to pull your dick out, Mr. Murphy?
Mr. Shatner, are you ready to pee?
You know somebody's like, Shatner's dick.
I'm gonna tell you right now, some of those dudes were just like, I can hold it.
And with that, we should be nexting.
Next.
I can hold it. And then here he is, standing there, all menacing like he's about ready to punch you.
Side shot, back
kick
shot.
You, shoot you, look at you.
Next.
Now look at him, I'm menacing.
Oh, close up.
Oh.
I believe that is the legacy.
Oh, I never...
That's what's sitting up there right now.
I never noticed that.
Yep.
If you look carefully, I mean, if you're looking away, and then you turn to the screen real quick to see the picture, it almost looks like he has headphones on.
Yeah. Yeah,
that is awesome. He ain't even paying attention to the fight.
Next.
Yeah. I'm going to beat your
ass. And slice up my own hand by holding the sword this way.
I don't know. Sword seems kind of thick. I wouldn't worry too much.
Yeah.
Next. Not next? What just happened there?
Oh, wait.
Up, your computer froze.
Oh, wow, what is going on?
It's crashing. Oh, shit.
Oh, I see.
Bye-bye, pictures. No more pictures.
Up, there, up. Okay, that caught up.
Okay, look at that.
We're back on track.
Wait, hey, look, a fist bump. I think that means
we're
back.
Yeah, we're done. Oh, well, then I guess it worked out for us anyway.
Cool.
So... warrior mode.
I've always liked this thing, so I'm probably at like 4.2 two. I don't want to give it the same as, because I actually thought the okay. Let me look at this to remember exactly where I was now. The Gosai Gatai Dai Rin O, or whatever that thing is. That thing,
yeah.
I actually think is cooler than the mythical Chi Warrior Wan Tiger, or, you know, whatever.
So the Megazord is better than the White Tiger's.
I actually think it was, yes.
Okay, there you go. I could simplify for those who have no idea what the fuck you were just trying to talk about. Seeing as how you want to keep going next, why don't you go next down there, bright boy?
4.3.
Go, Scott. Just, he's being stupid.
4.
Okay. I'm going to go 3.9. I liked him, but meh.
So, what is
4.1.
this? 4.1?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So. Okay. And now we silence Bill's phone.
Oh, I was wondering if that was you or if that was Shane. Because all of a sudden you just grabbed a phone.
I don't know, so I just silenced mine regardless.
So we're at.
Okay, we are at Shinsai Gate Gatai Kiba Dio.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, this one.
This form. It's this one that fights alongside the red warrior.
Next.
Oh, boy.
He wants a fist bump, or he'll shoot your hand
there
off.
There is a lot going on in this one.
Next.
Oh, boy.
And some details, including the interior and the top.
I actually did not know that his back was the lion.
Now the lion is his ass.
Yeah.
Now
he's an ass guard. Next. Next.
I like how the Firebird becomes a weapon.
Next.
Because he would shoot the Firebird out.
Nope.
Now, look at this toy. How much fun could you have with a toy that can only move its arm up and down and can no longer kick or do anything functional?
I can try a front drop kick. There you go.
This thing is so stupid. It's too big. It doesn't seem like...
The toy is a lot less functional than the actual costumed dude, though, to be fair.
True.
But wow.
It's a monster is what it is. It's just a...
Well, that's what it's supposed to be.
It's
supposed to be a monster to fight a monster.
That's why it just shoots out a bird. It doesn't need to fucking...
It fires a bird, which then it follows that up with a Hadouken mouth blast, which then it follows that up with a, if it ain't dead, it ain't happy.
Next.
Oh. You do not.
Now that makes it look a lot more functional than what I just saw in toy form.
Yeah.
Somehow, yeah.
The artist's rendering is a bit better, even though he looks like he's trying to go Super Saiyan or trying to take a crap.
It's horse stance, which is best for pooping.
Next.
And we're back.
Okay.
Oh,
done with this guy. And this guy gets like a 2.5.
2.4.
Now we're trying to underbid each other, Shane?
2.
3.5.
You would.
So what does this thing get?
2.6.
A 2.6.
Super mythical Chi Beast Dai Mugen.
Dai Mugen.
Dai Mugen?
Mugen.
A Mugen? What game are we playing?
Oh, shit! It's the turtle!
Wasn't it Tor?
I thought it was Torque or something like that. And I can't remember
it
here
was
in
like
America.
Tor or something like that.
God damn it, hold on.
I just remember it was filled with awesome.
It's a turtle.
They could get inside of it and hide. And it had the special move. It would fly into the air
and
fall.
It's got two cannons.
It would let gravity take.
Yep.
See right here, it's got two cannons on the side, so it can at least shoot you on the way.
It would also go into its shell, and the monsters would be like, I can't beat its ass.
Yeah.
Plus, it can also be a snapping turtle,
too. It's referred to as Tor the Shuttle Zord.
Yep.
Tor.
Next.
Tor. Oh. Thank you.
Snap,
so
snap,
happy.
snap.
Happy turtle.
Yeah, for now.
Next.
Until it needs to shoot somebody in the face with them cannons.
Here's a bit of detail.
It
next.
I mean, obviously.
Dude, check it out! Pew, 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 pew. Holy shit, that's
low-level flyer
with awesome.
Everything.
This thing was awesome.
Like, I'm curious, how retardedly huge was the toy if you owned it? Because in the show, the Megazord would go inside of the toy and lay down.
Yep.
And be protected. And most every one of these toys that I remember buying as a kid could do exactly what was being done in the show. You got five individual Zords, they went together and made the Megazord. You could interchange those pieces into the White Tiger Zord to make the other Megazord.
Yep.
Things like that. Everything was there.
Yeah, this tour would have been huge to...
Because even Titanus was so big when you bought him as a toy that he actually did lock up with the other Megazord to make an ultimate Daizujin.
Stop.
No, he's not allowed to stop because the fans love that bullshit. See, your ass hasn't read the comments like I have and like Bill did because Bill responded to a lot of them.
Look, Shane,
the fans went on the tirade along with him of the ultimate, the best there ever was, the greatest ultimate, best ever.
But it's not the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
Yeah, it's kind of true, but still.
Look, Shane, I understand you don't like it, okay? So I'm just gonna go ahead and back off from the ultimate Daizujin. And I'm just going to let you know that it roughly is translated into the best.
Here it comes.
Daizujin. So it's like the greatest of all possible Daizujins.
And it's also 10 o'clock and we have until noon and we still have two more episodes we got to record.
Like,
so let's get to this.
Yeah.
Like if we could hire Dolph
next
to play Daizujin.
You don't want to.
Dolph.
Yeah,
you
don't
want to
know what Bill's talking about. Just
the
Bill needs
Dolph.
To hit
next.
Yes, and I gave you a movie with the Dolph, so shut up.
Yeah,
you have
the
Dolph.
I did. I know I'm
going to
watch the Dolph later.
Here's the box for the...
Oh, look. He
might have been a huge fucking toy. Look at that side picture.
That's him standing up.
That's his other mode, which we'll get to.
Next.
Yeah.
Fat.
He was fat.
Quit
was
talking about me. Oh, right. Okay.
Next. Next.
And we're back.
Dude, he's so cool. Dude, he's so awesome.
Okay, so the beast mode. What does the beast mode get?
I just like turtles. I do. Like, dragons and turtles are, like, my favorite fucking things ever for some reason. So, like, this guy gets, like, a 4.6. I actually think he's cooler than the fucking Megazord was.
4 or 5.
Just because he's a turtle, Shane. I'm sorry.
I'll give it a 4.
Kind of.
I'll go with a 4 as well.
It's a turtle. I mean, I like how he was smiling. He's so happy.
He's got big cannons.
4.23.
His special
so
move of death
else.
Is to fall on the enemy.
Yeah.
Yes, let gravity take hold.
That's exactly how he defeated monsters. He would just jump into the air and fall his fat ass on top of the monster, and the monster would be like, oh my god!
So let's take a look at the warrior mode of the turtle.
Super mythical chi warrior Daimugan.
This is going to be him standing up.
Yeah, which is why there's only a few of them.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's why I was like,
because it's probably real hard for him to stand up.
I'm here, and I'm not moving.
And I'm going to shoot you with my hand.
He has hand
things.
Gun things.
I think they spin, don't they? And they just fire rapidly.
Next.
Awesome. You mean he's got a finger bang?
Finger bang, yes.
Next. Yeah.
detail on the standing
this
mode.
This thing is not moving. Oh, I just want you to know, I don't give a
firing on the right side.
I don't care if it look. I don't care if it if there's wheels or whatnot. This thing is not moving. When he stands up, he's like, "I'm here for the ultimate defense."
Shane,
that's because he doesn't need to move until he needs to fall over on top of the enemy and fucking squish it to death.
Sometimes you might get pushed over, Shane, and you might be like, "Fuck my back!" But this guy thought ahead. He has his feet on his back.
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, that's actually pretty smart. So when you do end up pushing him over, he's like, ha, nope.
He just keeps awkwardly walks away from you.
Yep. He's like, fuck on
Dick.
This.
Walks away while shooting his guns.
You wait till I get back up.
No shit. Next. Oh, he had a chest cannon also.
Oh yeah.
Looks like it anyway.
Yeah.
Chest.
Dude!
And, yeah, the...
Friggin' retarded huge.
Big, yeah.
Next.
And that's it.
Okay, that's it for him.
For the warrior mode.
He's a little ridiculous. I gotta give him a 2. Standing, he's a little redonkulous.
Standing up mode.
Yeah, his stand-up mode's not as cool as the turtle mode.
2.5.
I'm going with the 2.
3.5.
Heavy armor chi palace.
2.5.
2.5 for him? Okay. The heavy armor chi palace means...
Oh, shit!
Just about everything.
Is that the one that fucking stands on... Is that the one... I think that's him falling right there.
Yeah.
I think he just fell on a monster, and the monster was like, oh, my God!
That's a tremendous amount of weight coming down on one monster's head.
Yeah.
Say hi to King Yama for us!
Dude, look at how fucking big he is! They're on top of him! They look like midgets!
Again, to repeat something from a few episodes ago, fuck you, fire the everything.
Well, this is, fuck you, I'm falling.
Yeah.
Fuck you, I'm falling on your ass.
Next.
Dude.
Yeah, I think he's got way more shit going for him than the ultimate Daizujin, so he might not have been the best of the best ever.
But that had more... guns and stuff, so...
Look at me. That motherfucker over there said it. Don't look at me. I never even mentioned it.
Plus, we don't have a half an hour to an hour to spend on talking about
the
ultimate.
Who do you think is better? No, honest question. Not my ongoing joke about how he is the best, because, I mean, I could drag that out forever, because he really is Dolph Lundgren Zujin. But, honestly, this guy or the ultimate Daizujin... Who do you give that to? The collaboration of every Zord the show had, basically, put into one standing attack. Always minus one guy, because either the Dragon Zord was not involved, or... No, he was.
Yeah.
So this just misses the White Ranger's
the
Zord.
The White Tiger, yeah.
But we don't know that, because really the White Ranger Zord could be inside of the turtle right now. In fact, I see a little side image right here that says he is.
Yeah. Because that's what's adding to the weight.
Can you zoom in to see if he is going
He's
in?
He's right there.
That?
Yeah.
He is inside. See, okay. He goes inside, the thing
so
closes up.
Adds to the
weight. Then the palace sits on top, and then they fall their ass down atop thine enemy.
No, first they fly across the sky, shoot the shit out of thine enemy, and then while the enemy's off balance, like, what the shit? Why'd you shoot at me? Wadoom drop. Squish.
So what do you think, Shane?
This motherfucker can fly. The other one was a chariot that had to
roll onto
the battlefield.
Which one gets it?
I think that the ultimate... It's too ridiculous. There was too much going on. I like this one.
No. Ultimate Daizujin all the way over here. I'm voting. Ultimate Daizujin tears this guy to pieces.
Okay, so we have 2 for this guy and 2 for ultimate. Scotty, you're the tiebreaker.
I'm going with the ultimate.
Yes!
Because the ultimate can do more damage.
Fucking Dolph Zujin!
It can do more damage by shooting shit. Even though technically this thing weighs about as much as half of the Earth. It can crush the fuck.
I don't think I don't think this guy could reach the ultimate Daizujin.
This thing can fly.
It can fly. It has the ability to go up in the clouds above where the fucking Daizujin can see and slam on top of his ass.
I drop the weight of the earth upon your head. You're dead.
Oh, man.
You are dead.
Next.
I think we just started a fight online.
Oh, look at that. Look at the size of him. See, because there's him.
It's next to the ultimate one.
It's next to the ultimate.
My favorite badass right there, the pyramid.
Okay. Your ultimate Daizujin is smaller, it looks like, than this one. But, Jesus, nothing's bigger than that pyramid.
Yeah, I know. Fuck.
Pyramid's like, oh, that's cute. Let me fight
by myself.
No, I think the only thing that could come.
I wonder
close,
if that giant tower.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That giant fortress thing from like two or three episodes back.
Ooh, I don't know.
It might come close to the pyramid.
Because of it.
But we don't have the toys to actually compare.
Well, with it just being like a fortress changing form.
You see the kitty's mouth?
Yep. So it can fire the Hadouken blast.
Yep.
Along with the two lasers on the side while it's flying around trying to kill the ultimate Daizujin.
It looks like I see you. I'm going to get you.
Next.
Fucking Tiger Zord's like, next. I smell something.
And we're back.
Smells like a baby back bitch I need to kill.
Okay, what do we give him?
Oh, dude.
What do we give the.
That's a four.
Heavy armor chi palace.
4.5. Fuck all y'all.
That's a 4. Drop thine earth upon
I'm going to go
me.
With a 4.
I think it's pretty cool. I think it's a solid 4.
So 4?
Nope.
Nope.
Because I said 4.5.
Oh, never mind then.
So 4.13.
All right.
And then.
We are on. Daijinryu.
Daijinryu.
Uh-oh, I think I know what this is. Serpentail!
Oh, shit!
Oh, yeah.
5.
No.
Next.
No, that wasn't Kool-Aid Man. Because if it was Kool-Aid Man, it would have been like, oh, yeah!
This is it next to the figurine. Actually, would that be the Legacy?
Oh, I don't think it's come out for the Legacy. Yeah, okay. I think that's the original plastic toy.
Okay.
Are you waiting for the Legacy Serpentera?
Oh, it's going to be so expensive.
Yeah.
I can't even afford the Thunder Megazord yet, man. And I still haven't. I got an offer, but I haven't got to talk to the dude yet for the Legacy Megazord.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Somebody commented. They were like, "I got it if you want it."
It was on the show.
It was
when
like,
we covered
cool,
the Legacy Megazord.
Me.
So I got to talk to him.
This thing's actually going to be a lot bigger.
Yeah.
This thing was enormous.
Next.
And there's a bit of detail on it, along with its
serpent
mouth blasts.
This thing can destroy planets.
You mean how it should have destroyed Earth when the Rangers were away?
Yes.
Instead of chasing after them?
Listen.
Kind of looks like Shenron, just going to say.
It is, for the most part.
Yeah.
It's based on Shenlong.
And, listen.
But so is the Red Ranger Zord, to be fair.
Yeah.
This thing is closer, though.
He's just way bigger.
Oh, dude, this thing is huge.
Next.
There's its travel.
Yeah, look, that's his scale on the moon, how big he really was.
Yeah, this thing was really powerful, but it did not get very good gas mileage.
You mean the deep batteries that it was using?
So when it got to the planet, it was like, Rangers, I'm going to...
In its defense, though, it made what took the movie 20 days to get to another planet on, like, one go.
That is true.
Like, literally, it took it maybe an hour and a half to get to the other side of the galaxy on one full charge.
Zed made one fatal mistake.
Wait,
when relying on this Zord.
Oh.
I would have purchased Energizer, he bought Duracell.
Yep. Fuck, bought Duracell, he was using the shitty, like,
cheap
fuck-ass batteries that they put inside when you buy the damn thing.
he was being...
He used the batteries included.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
you never use the batteries that are included, unless it's like a DVD remote.
He put a lot of money into building Serpentaria. He's like, guys, I ain't putting...
You think Zed spent money on Serpentaria? Like
no,
you know, space credits?
No, he doesn't
space
buy stuff. No. He takes stuff. Yeah.
Space credit.
Look, if he spent any money on this... All he spent was, like, some of their monsters.
Now I actually do have to question...
Maybe a paint
...the
job.
Facets of,
yeah.
Like, how does the intergalactic economy work? In Power Rangers and things like that, the bad guys do constantly have Zords and resources and spaceships and stuff.
Oh, crap, a light went out. We gotta replace it.
Right.
Damn it.
Like... Is there any kind of money involved? Or like, because how are they getting all the stuff? I realize they could just take stuff.
Is there a black market
in space?
I think
we'd have to wait until either Space or Zeo to get that answer, because I'm pretty sure Zordon's answer is, I'm interdimensional, I just get what I want.
Well, yeah, see,
and
Zordon
Zed
has a bunch of stuff, too.
Yeah, and Zord and
but
Rita.
But that question was somewhat,
and Rita.
That question was somewhat answered for us. In the movie, when Ivan Ooze told us, if you invest your money well over 10,000 years, you could buy something pretty nice.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
So evidently Zordon is using
money. I don't know what bank has been open for 10,000
years.
They
all use money. They all have...
No, Zordon doesn't bank. He invests. He's just been playing that stock market for a long time.
And again, I'm wondering what stock market has been open for 10,000
years.
Oil.
Sell.
He knew way before the oil markets even started. He was like, invest in oil.
So Zordon's the reason why it costs $5 a gallon sometimes.
He's also the reason that every time we're like, can't we decide on like an alternate fuel source? Like, there's got to be a different way to do this. And he's like,
stop.
No!
Don't look at that.
Don't view that convenience.
Oil is the future.
They're like, it's kind of running out. No.
I'm interdimensional.
I need
that
money.
That has nothing to do
Oil
with this
is the future. Are you sure it's not the past? Because, I mean, it is based off dead dinosaurs. Shh. I'm interdimensional.
And Zordon, I'm pretty sure I seen an article a couple days ago where this dude used a type of water. Like, it's like, this literally happened. This dude made this thing of water, and then he put, like, this cornstarch stuff in it, and then he bred mosquitoes into the water, and something about the extract from the mosquitoes, he used that in his car and ran his tractors on his farm.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Okay.
But Zordon doesn't want you to know any of that kind of stuff.
Of course not.
What happened? When
That's why Anonymous is running around trying to tell you that shit.
He doesn't want
They're
you
counteracting
using,
Zordon.
He doesn't want you using electric cars or anything like that.
Zordon, I can just plug my car into an outlet. No. Oil.
Oil.
Although, technically, considering the fact that most of our energy is still coal-based when it comes to electricity, I mean, it's...
You do still need oil, to be fair.
Yeah.
That is true. But a lot of the gas problems could be solved now. They just won't.
Zordon's like, no, need money.
Exactly.
Why? You're a floating fucking head.
Next.
How much do you think power costs in this damn outpost?
He says, I require Coranium accessories.
From that movie, if we open this up, you die.
Next.
We did it again.
I don't know what it did. Oh, there we go.
And
there's the toy.
Yeah, the box for the...
What's it say?
I don't
Shane,
know.
Read it,
it says, next.
And
Shane, what does that say?
Japanese words.
It says this toy looks really fat.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Hopefully it's really big. If it's as big as the other Zords, then it's just fat.
It's like, I'm Serpentaria. I need to lose weight.
No, that's Tor.
To this thing.
But he needs weight.
Yeah.
That's his attack.
That's
kind
of true.
No, he loses weight by Zords leaving him.
Technically, there's no way this toy is as big as it's supposed to be, because it's supposed to be able to step on Tor with one foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be an expensive legacy toy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's enormous. Like,
that thing's going to cost a couple pennies.
Maybe 500 pennies?
One or two dollars.
That would be $5, so I'll buy the shit up out of that. 500 pennies? Scott says, maybe 500 pennies? I'm like, fuck, I'm sold. I'll give you the money right goddamn now. I don't care how big it is.
$5?
$5. Next.
There he is. He's like, I'm going to get you.
Next.
I'm here.
Next.
Blom. I'm a fire in my laser.
You got the before I did.
Next.
And he's back.
He's so cool.
He really is.
I'm going to give this guy a 4.9.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with you. I don't think he's as cool as my Dragon Zord.
4.9.
Probably the Dragon Zord a fight.
I imagine he could give the Dragon Zord a fight. I can't. He doesn't even have to fight 4. The Dragon Zord.
4.93.
He could stand on the moon and shoot that laser and it's over.
Yeah, 4.93. Yeah.
Just go over there.
So far, I think he's in first place because I don't think anybody's a solid 5.
Whoa.
Yes!
Peekaboo!
Told you that Zord is friggin' huge. Like, look how big that toy must be, man.
I'm looking at your white tiger guy right now.
Right, and he fits inside easily.
So, yeah, technically standing up, that thing would go up to, like, almost the top point of Saba.
Yeah, it might
sitting
be.
Sitting inside the sword stand.
Yeah, no joke.
So how much would the legacy of this thing cost, though?
I can't get the legacy that's out.
No, I mean,
they released the Falcon Zord and the Ninja Zord in the legacy. The Ninja Zord, I don't think, is that much in the legacy. It's like 100 or something like that.
They must have already did a Titanus.
The Falcon is 70 or something. I think Titanus was out in the legacy already, yes. Those legacy things are coming out quick. Oh, and they announced something I saw that looked amazing. Legacy Power Sword.
I was wondering, because they did the Saba and the Dragon Dagger.
Yep. It's a two-scale
I was
power
wondering
sword.
If they were going to do the original weapons. Like, can I get a power bow?
Well, I've seen the power sword. It's being released. It's ready. So that looks really cool. And then I also saw...
I want the power axe.
I'm waiting patiently for my gold rod.
The Gold Ranger, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The staff thing.
I actually would.
That Jeremy will cuss you out for getting, being like, why'd you buy that stoplight?
I'd be like, because red light, bitch!
So let's see what else we got in this.
Yeah, seeing next. As how we're almost done and we only
I ride a kitty!
An hour and a half to holy shit,
next.
He is riding a cat. What the fuck?
Oh. Yeah, the two forms. One image.
Next.
Kind of nifty.
He's a
jeez! There we go. There's our comparison. Holy shit, Dork is you, Dork!
Well, but here's the actual question, though. Is that two scale, like that white tiger the same size
oh,
as that?
No.
Or
oh,
is that
no.
Like...
No.
You sure these are not the...
I guarantee you these are not to scale of what you have over on your...
Okay, so here's a question. Was maybe... No, he wasn't. I was about to ask a question like, was Tor released with two smaller versions of the Zords so that they could go inside of him? But I'm going to answer my question and say, no, he wasn't, because the palace sits on top of him. And that means that if that Red Ranger Zord I'm seeing right there goes on the palace, then it has to be to the scale of the original Megazord that was released. Which means that that box is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want a legacy Tor?
Where would he put it?
If it's not die-cast metal, I can guarantee you that motherfucker's going to be about 150 to possibly the 200.
Oh, it's going to be everything from the collection has been die-cast.
The bigger they are, of course, the more they're going to cost. Tor is going to cost a lot because he's big.
Probably
like,
about 400 if
he's
going to
be.
Die-cast.
He's
going to
cost around. He's going to cost around what Serpentera is going to
like
cost.
500.
They're not going to make Serpentera to scale. There's
no,
no
there's
way.
No fucking
he
I mean,
would be as big
price,
as my dresser.
The price would be about 500 for.
Come on.
Serpentera.
If he was as big as that dresser, that would be awesome.
That's what he would have to be, because he has to be able to stand on Tor with one foot.
Yeah.
Because there was a time when the Rangers were going to die, they hid inside of Tor, and Serpentera stepped on it with one foot, but could not break him.
No,
because he's too fat.
No, if you... The tallest Megazord I've seen is the White Tiger one when he has all the Thunder Megazord parts.
Yes.
And he shoots the bird. That's like the tallest one I've ever seen because it's like enormous. That thing maybe goes up to Serpentera's belly button. Serpentera is the largest Megazord ever.
Yeah, it I was about to say, if you're going to actual scale, yes, because I thought if you're talking toys, I was about to be like, no, because technically when it comes down to the toys, the biggest one was I had, like, the actual, like, show version of the movie Zord, and that motherfucker stood, like, three and a half feet tall.
You want to get real scary about it, he's not even a Zord. I mean, a Megazord. He's literally a Zord.
Oh, yeah. He's a,
which means if there is something that combines with Serpentera.
Oh, yeah.
He is a Zord. One Zord, and he can destroy a planet.
Yes.
He is super huge. We're like okay, let's say, like...
Wait. I just realized it. He's got a destruction.
Yeah, I guess roughly you could reference him like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, especially since most of the Zords in the Super Sentai are more like mystical or godlike creatures than they are actual robots.
This thing is a fucking devil, because this thing is huge. And it's terrifying. I mean, think about it. You know, you live in the city, and this thing comes down. You're like, oh, God.
Next.
But, no, it's...
Next.
Oh, yeah, we're back. Okay.
Hey, look, we're back.
That's sweet. Those. Those were the bonus pictures. Man.
And that was the...
And that was the whole thing, and we just went an hour five and still counting.
But so what are you thinking, Shane?
I'm thinking that Tor is awesome. I'm thinking that Serpentera is awesome. I'm thinking that...
Who won this time? You know, we haven't been doing that to figure out, because this is going to be a nightmare when we have to do the countdown. Oh, it's only going to be a top 10. We're not going to do like with the Ranger suits. We did every single suit and put them in order. This will be a top 10
to end
this series. But when we do it, I'm curious who won this. We're going to have to start keeping track of this. Who won this fight?
Most of this group was like upper fours.
I was going to say maybe the Tiger.
But I think it was Serpentera actually got.
He got a 4.93. That's the highest.
Yeah, because nobody got that 5 this time.
Yeah.
I think Serpentera, if we do a best of show like that, like each show only gets one representative for the countdown,
he would
or
be
something like that, and so that means, you know, Dragon Caesar is in there, and then, you know, things like that, like he makes it in for this show.
As of right now, if we had to do a top like 10 right,
and Leo Pardon makes it in for his show,
yeah,
like if you had to do a top 10 right now,
he's only one, so
exactly.
If you had to do a top 10 right now, Serpentera would be number 2 on the top 10 list, if you go by score, because the Dragonzord got a 5.
I think the Ultimate Daizujin scored pretty high also.
I didn't think Caesar got a full 5.
I gave it a 5.
What did you give it?
Can't remember.
What did you do? I think you were 5.
Which is sad, because it's been like 2 fucking weeks, and I can't remember
so
what
I think it was only you that didn't give him.
I just didn't give it a 5 immediately when it came on screen.
I did. Yeah. I'm guilty. I was like, Dragon Caesar, 5.
Yeah.
can't remember what you gave it.
I can't remember.
Did not give it a 5.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
If it got under a 4.93, then as of right now, Serpentera would be the number 1 on our list.
It's going to be interesting when we go back through and build the list.
Because those two are going to be right up there. They're like so close to each other.
Yeah.
Because they both are dragons.
For anybody that is like a new viewer, we at the end of these giant, because these take a long time, but at the end,
take a long while.
At the end, we always do a countdown. Like on the gaming one. We finally finished Final Fantasy the main line, so we did a countdown for the Final Fantasies. We finished all the costumes for the main line for this, so we went through and did a countdown for the costumes, and we'll end up doing that with the robots as well.
Yeah. Yeah, before we move into the other shit that we have to do, like villains and Kamen Rider, since every single one of these videos gets, do Kamen Rider!
Dude,
it's
people
on the list.
Are aching
Kamen
for
Rider.
That.
It's on the fucking list.
People are
We're,
aching for that,
coming
man.
Up.
I'm working on
patience,
a way.
Patience, man. We got to figure out how to do
no,
this shit.
No, I got
to
be honest with you. I understand because you could say patience, but look, right now we review the show, and we do sometimes every now and then we do like a topic thing.
Yeah.
And then aside from that, we also do these, which is just like an hour a piece easily.
Yeah.
On every single one of these. So if you're waiting, and let's say that in the worst case scenario, before we get to Kamen Rider, you have to wait till 2017 on the suits, which we might be in 2018 by then.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to wait that long, and I get it. I'm working on it. I'm honestly, truly working on it. I'm trying to find a way to start incorporating where we're going to start kind of throwing those into the mix a little bit because, like, I can wait on the villains. It's something I want to do is go back through and look at every villain, but I can wait, and we keep getting requests for Kamen Rider, so it's on my mind.
Well,
I'm actually working on
it. Wait, because our problem is we do a Robo, and then we also do, like, a DVD / the movie review.
Yes.
And then, like, that's where the problem lies. It's like, we already have those running, then we still have other shit on the back burner that we got to get to.
I'm working on
so
it
it's one
because
of those,
we've also got the Henshin video coming up where we talk about
and possibly the openings.
Yeah, we're debating that. I want to do that.
Possibly the openings.
I so badly want to do that, but we're fighting with YouTube because I'm positive if we post openings and intros the way I want to do it, where we get like 15, 20 seconds of the intro and then we get to talk about it, they're going to tag us.
Well, yeah.
It wasn't something that Jeremy, the voice...
Our disembodied voice of the Great Beyond, who also handles the website.
He was saying something about if we're talking over it and during it, that counts as under the fair use thing because we're...
Technically speaking...
Well, technically, I'm the one that said that. Jeremy said that it'd be no problem to host it off the website.
Yeah. And then me and Seth were trying to explain that basically fair use falls under the 70-30%.
Yeah.
So as long as 70% of the content that we create is our content and 30% of the content that we use falls under an actual copyright content, but the content is used for educational satire or parody purposes.
Satire, parody.
Which is what we are. We are educational.
Oh.
We're stretching here, but just let us get away with it.
We're stretching with education.
We edumacate. People don't know some of these.
Yeah, exactly.
They're learning. There was one guy... Who commented a little while ago, it might have been in the last video, no, it was a video right before the last video, he said that he just got in to Super Sentai, just did it like a couple of weeks ago, and he happened
and he
to stumble
glad
upon our
to stumble,
show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was really happy to have found something that is consistent, that keeps going and going and going, rather than, hey, we're going to do a top 10 Ranger video, and we're not going to talk about Rangers for, like, the next 4 years, so enjoy that.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, like, hey, I'm a show dedicated completely to Rangers. I'm going to do, like, 20 videos, and then I'm going away, and good luck with all that.
Yeah.
Or I'm just going to randomly revert into video game sessions.
Yeah.
Like, that happens with a lot of these channels, so I get it that people are happy that this is going.
Yeah, because most of the gaming content goes on either the gaming channel or our own channel.
The video games are on the list, too. That's another thing.
That's when we get them.
On the back burner. I've got a couple of them now.
But, I mean, we don't have, like, the Japanese versions or anything like that.
Those are going to be special episodes that we're just going to do where we're going to play the games and then we're going to, record and have fun while we play the games.
Although we kind of did one already that was that one that was...
We're going to do it again.
Oh,
I know what you're talking about. We're going to be going through, we're going to go through every game we can get one at a time and see how that works
Which
out.
Which will be awesome because then it could go up on Sentai and on the Legacy of Gaming.
Yes.
So, woot. Saving time.
So, not to drag the end of the episode out, but I've got it in mind. I am working on it. Kamen Rider is in the works.
The one thing I'm wondering, although either Seth can look this up right away, or we can just wait and let the people comment on it. How long has the Kamen Rider been around, though?
Ouch.
It has been around longer than Sentai?
It was out before Sentai, yes.
Oh. Yeah. So that'd be a lot longer than even this is taking.
That's why I'm working on a system to get some of these. We might discuss... Okay, here's the difference, though. Kamen Rider is a little bit different because there's a Rider.
But we've only had one, well, I think one full U.S. version as far as the series.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything for the way our show is
done.
Yeah,
I know, but still.
Kamen Rider, original release, April 3rd, 1971 to 71. February 10th, 1973.
What?
That's season just the original.
One ran okay,
that's season one. But what I'm trying to tell you is that the reason I'm working on a system for Kamen Rider is because there is a Rider.
Yeah.
So we're not reviewing, like, a stint of five different costumes and going through 12 different pictures and making comments and finding something at the end.
I thought there was some other series that had multiple writers, though.
Yeah, but it's still a writer, normally. Normally the series runs and has a main writer, and then if we talk about a suit or two more, that's one thing. But it's not going to be as complicated as this show had 13 Rangers.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, once we get to next year's Robo Zero.
Yeah, like I said, according to Scotty, the next year's Robo,
I'm hearing that the next year's
Robos like
or
hours.
Something else.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to end this episode. Later on. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.